native. They've got a great red star shaped leaf in the fall. I pull pin out, and then under pins, I try to pick things that are drought tolerant but also can handle wet feet, so they can take the stormwater runoff and absorb it.
Do the crab apples actually bear fruit?
They create like a little berry for birds, not humans would want to eat them. But Amelanchier, I also have service berries on the list, Amelanchier, and the crab apples both create a berry for birds, and all are going to be pollinator friendly.
Fantastic.
We're gonna have some new trees. Thanks to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We look forward to keeping Hudson shady.
Yeah, well, it won't be that shady because it's ornamental trees.
Okay.
Keeping Hudson floral will be this year's
We're changing
theme.
The motto.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I follow up with you guys on the financial structure?
Yeah, that's why I brought
Rich Polo.
The brains of the operation here on
I
the
read.
Financial.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich Polo. Thank you, Tom. So I'm here for not only moral and dog support, but also as a reminder that I'm a chair of the CAC. We did something like this similar a couple of years ago with Veranda, where we had a GoFundMe, and we funneled the money came through to HDC. So this is similar concept. But we probably will do the right administrative fee and everything else and have a separate account, which sounds great. I'm going to put it on the agenda for the next CAC meeting so that, you know, going forward, you know, if any other grants or any other money come through, it would be easier just to, you know, funnel through HDC if that's possible.
It's all possible. I've got a little bit of a preference, but if it doesn't suit, then it shouldn't get in the way of what you're trying to accomplish. I'll state my preference, that we go to the bank together and open an account in your name, but under our EIN number, so that there's no confusion for donors or anyone else. Checks, donations, Venmo, go directly to your name. We're not a middleman in that process. You have your own account for our checks on, but you're borrowing our not-for-profit status. Or does that work for you?
Yes, because as a city agency, we cannot just accept funds in.
Right.
So that's the issue. Right, like even, for instance, the Oakdale Plunge takes money in through the Friends of Hudson Youth, which has like a similar MOU with the city.
Are the funds, like, simple case, somebody writes a check, who do they write a check to?
Well, for that, they write a check for Friends of Hudson Youth. Mm-hmm. And so in this situation, it would be for the city's Conservation Advisory Council.
Perfect.
If
you don't mind, it takes about 2 hours of somebody's life to sit in Bank of Greene County, but it's the cleanest way to do it. You have your account and your checkbook.
Right, that'd be great. Thank you very much. So we appreciate that.
If you don't mind, I'd like to follow up with you all on that.
Great. Thank you. I'm going to put it on for our next agenda, just so it's on, so everyone at the CAC is aware, and we'll vote on it, and we'll move forward. But yes, that's
I'm also probably going to send you a letter of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Between HDC and you all,
right.
to describe that relationship.
Perfect.
And that's a good thing to have as well.
Right, because like I said, this way we can accept donations and these grants.
You can, you're totally unconstrained.
Right,
you're just borrowing status.
Right, thank you very much.
Do you envision continuing a tree initiative going forward?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
And for our current CAC budget, we have, I want to say about $15,000 to for additional tree planting. So here, for instance, some people have signed up for the trees, and then we have would plan another planting in the fall.
Okay.
But yes, there are other grants and other opportunities available. Some for trees, there are other grants which are non-tree related but similar.
Landscape.
So yes, and so we plan.
Charging stations. We have like a couple.
There's tons of grants out there that we're not even applying for.
Great.
Yes.
Chairman, my thought was coming back to what Misty and I have been working on, which is rationalizing our bank accounts. We were kind of back in the bad old days. We were opening an account for everything.
Right, I remember.
On something like this, on a fiscal sponsorship, it's just really smart to have a separate account in their name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, in this way, too, the CAC could apply for grants in two different ways, as a municipality and or as a nonprofit. So it allows us that flexibility,
right.
Because some grants are only available for one or the other. So
right.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you, Phil. And so you'll follow up with them about the bank account meeting?
Absolutely. I also have a draft contract.
Okay.
Which I'll bounce off.
And a letter.
I have a bunch of stuff to bounce off our distinguished attorney and me.
Okay.
Yeah, because the more we simplify this and create a, just a best practice, like it's just copy paste as each one comes through.
It really is the right way to do it. And by seconding the funds so that they're never book kept by us, the bookkeeping responsibility is there. We have an oversight, either Misty and, or I will adopt the distinguished title of controller, which means we got to look at the stuff and be informed. But other than that, we're not involved and they run their own business.
Okay, great.
Like Britt was saying too, otherwise, even if funds, the common council only meets once a month. So, going through that whole process is difficult. It makes it just, yes.
Yeah, they also require that you have to get 3 bids and I don't have the time to meet with 3 different contractors and do this 3 different ways. Like
you're a good negotiator, so one should do it.
Yeah, one is good. Yeah.
Okay.
But one last question is, in the next day, they're going to ask for the wiring instructions. Does the bank account need to be set up before we can do that information?
It would help it up. We're not going to be able to do it. It really does take a little bit of time. Don't worry about it. It's good. Where will it land in this case?
They're going to ask, where do you want the money wired?
Can I give that a think? And yeah. I'll get back to you this afternoon.
You go to the bank of Green County in Hudson, right?
Yeah, that's what I just opened something for another sponsor, and it's easy peasy. We just have to tell them what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just
take
you on that email.
We shall talk. It won't take too long.
Great.
What's your say it again though? Is this within 24 hours the wire?
No, I mean it's till the end of the week, but they're going to ask.
They keep
in a day,
asking her.
Wires the wiring instructions, and then.
Well, let's agree now. We're going to get this done by the end of the week.
Great. Thanks.
But I'll need you at the bank with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Rich,
good.
Great.
Yeah, sounds like we have a bank meeting. Okay. Thank you very much for getting the grant for Hudson. That's really fabulous. Trees and underplantings are all exciting.
Yeah, it'll be a big change.
It's a big change.
And they're sprinkled all throughout, the map kind of shows.
Thank you.
Thanks for
helping us. Thanks for
bringing crickets.
Yeah.
She can
be left alone
for 2 hours.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Rich, good to see you.
Thanks, Phil.
Nice to see you.
So, Phil,
thank you. Yes.
I'm going to turn the meeting over to your financial report again.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak? Okay, I'll do it.
This is the financial report for the month of March.
This is
the graduate.
Our stuff. Go to the page called Statement of Activity, which is basically an income statement. The second page is Statement of Financial Position, which is simply a balance sheet. We made a mistake in the previous report, which was caught and had to correct. To be clear, it was an internal mistake. It wasn't a brokerage account mistake. I went through it with the auditor. It did not affect their numbers whatsoever. What happened is that on the 2022 year-to-date number, rather than year-to-date, the number that we had in the previous report was an annual number. So basically double this. The last report had 66. Year to date, since the account was opened approximately July 20th, even though the sale was in February, it took us a while to get there. That's more accurate. As much as it pained me to say, John Friedman, who was sitting next to me in the last meeting, did a back of the envelope calculation, which was correct. And I still picked up the wrong number, so that's the fix. And the math is really simple. If you take the invested amount in bonds and multiply that by 3 and a fraction, that's your annual number, then divide that by 7/12, and that's what you get. So I'd hoped for a bigger number, but it is what it is. And part of that, if you remember when we started out, we were deliberating over returns in the area. You know, if we do it ourselves or do this or that, we get returns of around 1%, 1.25%. What the bond program has done for us, particularly since we are now on the good side of the market and the interest rates are going up for the market overall, there's a flight from equities to bonds, it put us in a good place, but we locked in at a time when 1% was typical, 3% and change. We also identified in our portfolio a superstar performer among all the bonds, which is the Goldman Sachs Fund. And I'll come back to that. And we'll talk about what that return is now, what it could be going forward, and how it could impact on our annual income. Chairman Jones had asked me to talk a little bit about risk in the portfolio, given the news in the marketplace. And I did some research and also talked to our brokers. I'm not going to find the right page, but understand that in our bond portfolio, we have somewhere between 30 and 40 individual bonds. We have virtually zero concentration in financial services or tech. For these bonds to fail to deliver at their maturity date would require that all of these companies fail and go bankrupt. The bonds have seniority over anything else. And while there's risk in everything, there's not much here. We don't have a single institution with much more than 2.5 or 3% of our funds. And the breadth of the portfolio, you know, I'll read you some of the stuff. It covers every industry, but it really is not financial services. We've got Procter & Gamble, Microsoft, Walmart, Exxon, Novartis, and so on. And it's over 30 different entries. This has worked out really well to go from a 1% marketplace to a 3.25% marketplace. As the bonds mature, which they will start doing in July, we will pick up another point on almost all these bonds and looking at a total yield of closer to 4% when we close the bond down. That goes into cash, and we have an opportunity to rethink and go into a different market. Let me talk about Goldman a bit. And I'll try to find my note. Okay. Goldman is a little bit of a different animal. It's a fund. It's not tied to any specific bond per se. It invests across the entire economy, or holds bonds, I should say, across the entire economy, and it holds thousands of them. So their market is moving every day in terms of yield. As of a week ago, Goldman was delivering 4.21%, and our broker expects that by July to go up closer to 5%, which is a pretty stunning return for a very secure and very liquid investment. What that could mean to us is we're currently sitting on $600,000 of cash, and I do mean cash, not cash equivalent, regular stuff that you and I carry in our wallet. At the time we had seconded that amount, we weren't sure what we were doing. There were people who were uncomfortable or familiar and wanted us to be holding that much cash. Excuse me. It's way too much cash, in my opinion, and it is not only not earning anything, it's losing on inflation. My proposal to the board is that, excuse me, we take 500,000 out of the 600,000 and put that as an addition to the Goldman Fund. We did a spreadsheet and ran the numbers. The implications would be that it allows us to take our 2023 expected budget, I think again pretty conservatively, to $90,000 annual return from approximately 60. So it's a huge impact. And I'll pause at that point.
We might want to consider taking 500,000 and putting it in two different banks where we're getting FDIC insurance. You can get almost 4% now, either in a savings account or if you go in a CD. Yeah, the rates are really good. And then we have a guarantee, which we might want to think about.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you're only guaranteed up to $250,000.
So we put $250,000 in one local bank and $250,000 in the other.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm certainly in favor of the concept of what you just described. I know nothing about investing or any of this. So my question is coming from, you know, from a very good place of not knowing it. So you can explain to me my concern. That is when you proposed that maybe we would take that other money, if I understood what you said, and also invest it in the same vehicle with Goldman Sachs that you just described.
Right.
And you read out a few names, and I immediately wondered.
Those were our bonds. That was not the Goldman holdings. Those were the individual bonds that we hold
in our
portfolio.
The PNG, the Walmart, those names. Those are the bonds, not the Goldman Sachs account.
Oh. Okay.
Those are two different.
These are two.
Two very different animals.
All right. And those bonds are. What are we doing about those? We're just stuck with them for a certain period of time until they're mature.
We're stuck with them until maturity.
Okay.
When they redeem at the face value of the bond rather than a fluctuating value. As we get closer to maturity, the face value typically increases, but it's irrelevant. The bonds mature at face value. The first tranche of bonds, approximately a third of the portfolio, will mature starting in July.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we will pick up as they cash out, probably another 1% return on each of the bonds because they were bought at a discount.
If, again, I don't know anything about this, but when that time comes to decide to reinvest that money, if it's possible, if it's financially equivalent of being a little more mindful of what we're investing in, in terms of the companies and what they do, I would like to have that discussion at that time. And if you say to me, well, it's just not even possible.
No, it's more than possible. I promise you that.
Okay.
We can collectively or individually, or the board can choose you, ask you and another committee member to look at the individual bond selections if that's how we go back into the market. Okay. What will happen as the bonds close is the funds go into our cash account at the brokerage firm, and we'll have an opportunity to do it bond by bond if that's a decision. And we can choose category type, you name it.
Okay.
And we will do that.
Excellent, thank you.
Any other questions? about Phil's report?
You don't have to, obviously, maybe I shouldn't be the recommender, maybe we should go back with other folks on the executive committee weighing in, because I do have a bias, and I'm not being unclear, I actually think that if Goldman Sachs fails, we actually won't have too much to worry about going forward. But that's just one man's view. A lot of their stuff is in treasuries.
Okay, well, I think that makes sense. I also think that because you're the treasurer and the treasury committee needs to weigh in on these decisions too, to protect, and the ABO format is your committee of people have to discuss it amongst yourselves and then maybe present it to the board.
Understood, and Chris, you and I tentatively defined,
right,
or you had
we
asked
did.
Me to work,
yes,
with Martha and John.
Mm-hmm. Martha, would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
John.
And John Friedman, would you be willing to do that? Okay. I think John said already yes. Yes. Okay. So
then I'm in. I think
that
that's
is
fantastic.
Just because we've been we're. As he says, fast and loose about ABO, but we're not fast and loose. We're trying not to be.
We're trying not to be.
And so we're formalizing some of our.
Sometimes I say things.
What?
You think?
I heard her. Believe me, I heard her. I thought, okay.
We did not get a single ding.
I know.
On ABO.
I know. I'm really pleased with you too. So, but anyway, so our finance committee is important.
I'll catch up with you guys, and we'll do that.
Great.
We'll look at that, and to the other request, as the bonds mature, definitely we can vet every single name.
Okay, great. Thank you, Seth. So there's two prongs to this financial report. One is the overall investment report, which I don't believe we have to ratify or vote on. I think we vote on the financial report for the month of March. So if no one has any questions further on that, I'm going to ask for a yes.
Chairman, I'm going to recuse.
You?
Okay. As the person presenting the document.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And we'll reflect that Bill recused himself. First, Paul?
Yes.
Paul, second?
Second.
Paul. Oh, thank you.
Paul.
A double call. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Okay. We will move on smartly now to Misty's report, because I think that's the report. So she's going to spend a little money first.
So where did you come back from?
Oh, I didn't really
get away. Oh, you came back with me.
You rang your book.
I've been locked at my desk.
I know. I thought, how did he get away?
That's so cool.
No. How's it going?
It's in.
Yay.
I have to get it done, which is why I couldn't
speak. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good accomplishment. Okay, so the month of March is about to commence. April. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. And we have been hyper-focused on the audit, as you can see from today's presentation. I still have some work to do this week, just to wrap up with ABO and Paris reporting. So that will be my focus. With Women's History Month, Chris and I went to a few events. The Chamber had an event recognizing Jackie, our undersheriff here in Columbia County, and we heard her speak and tell her story. I was in Albany at their first ever Albany Business Review Women's Summit. It was really well done. I met the head economic developer of Albany, who is very close with some of the CEDC folks here, and made some great connections there. I also went to New York City for an all-day summit with a range of professions and entrepreneurs. I got to know actually a not-for-profit group out of Connecticut who have served as like a really great resource of just other EDs out there in the nonprofit space and kind of what they go through and best practices. So it was fun to kind of go and make these connections before coming back for a lot of heads down work for the audit. Moving forward into April, we'll be breathing a sigh of relief that the audit is over. And, you know, I think you're going to see in our presentation for the annual meeting part of today is just that we are really excited and open about all of the work that we have going forward based on a lot of the meetings that we've had so far. You know, we've met with Dr. Spindler, Superintendent of Schools. We've met with the team at Columbia Green. We have met with local businesses. We intend to reinstitute the Business Roundtable next month. So continuing to get involved, learn, glean from other organizations who are playing a big role here in the community is still top of our mission. And if anybody doesn't have any questions for me, we have a lot more to talk about, and we have pizza.
What could be better than that? Thank you. Thank you. That's very good. The audit was especially difficult. I think, you know, we just have to say an audit's never a pleasant thing. It's just the name of it is not good. And it's not like a birthday party. And I have to say that, you know, in the past, we've gone through different phases of auditing and different degrees of difficulty, and we've been various degrees of good and worse and everything in between. The last couple of years have been good. However, this year is a new team learning how to do this, so it was especially taxing for them, and the auditors worked really hard to make their job effectively correct, which we all wanted it to be. So, Phil, thank you for your service in that regard. Appreciate it. And Misty.
And Susan Tassel,
our keeper.
Yeah.
So that was a major hurdle, and it's going in on time. So thank you. Thank you, Crystal, for that lease thing.
Thank you. And lower budget, too. He did mention that
I know.
It cost us less money.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
but,
we'll check that
I mean,
out.
Our administrative expenses were up significantly
as a
percentage of that, which is not the direction that we want to continue to go. I would just make that observation.
No. Okay, any other comments, the public comment? Okay, so with March meeting underway and finished, I'm going to take a motion to adjourn the board meeting. Martha and Phil, second, all in favor?
All right.
One down. Oh, so there's pizza and things to drink. So chic.
Do that. It's so important these days.
And that's a good thing.
Right.
Yes.
Privately sharing it.
That's great. And I think the fact that I got that, you see, Art couldn't show any trends like that. It was not something.
So they finally realized, they still have a little less in the city. Oh, so you guys are totally canvas.
Our house is in order.
Yeah, and that's the problem. They only see a sense of one.
This is why, so we're trying to do it. Would be extraordinary.
I guess the next question is what we all perceive as agency.
Virtually no real world experience.
Some of them, well, you know, the conglomerate there. Yeah. And some of them have done something that you haven't done.
Quick question. The wall lot. The city sold the wall lot to Carson, right? That's
it. You know, there are people out there that do that. I mean,
like, no, they're expensive. Wait, that's not there.
I'm talking about Mills.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's so busy right now.
I'm just getting calls, you know, some of the people on the street want to know what's going to be built or what the proposal is. I said, well, I know, but it also becomes, sometimes people tend to react. I mean, I have experience with Carnegie. I did business with them 15 years ago. But I do know that having dealt with Carnegie from a business side,
it was funny because and I like Carnegie for a lot of reasons.
And if you want to see something, Bill Carnegie will be
Positive reflection on HD's
data. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we committed to
social media.
Better world.
Boy, I'm destroying our.
Exactly.
Yeah, but his time is coming. And, you know, it almost sounds like, but this sounds like a process nobody has time for in the real world. You know, it almost sounds like you need to develop a business.
2/3 of the space.
I don't know what that's going to mean for them finally. And I imagine maybe in the spring of the year.
Well, he keeps up in his barn, you know where he lives over. You think he would do a barn with a garage for everything.
But he wouldn't be able to take
it long term, I don't think, you know?
So then he might identify or maybe create a job.
And healthy. Oh, God.
Modern Israel.
Jewish Harrison?
Oh, I thought you said Jewish Harrison.
You've heard of this group called the people?
I'm sure maybe both the party is very happy. Although, politically, he likes to be here. Where is Jewish Harrison? Based on the little I know, but not in the study, yeah, he would appreciate that. We just actually have a little music people service within this place. You know, more so than Paul McCartney, who's always open to working with people
service.
Yeah, there's more tile in mine, but that's only because I have a bigger bathroom. But yeah, no. It's fucking amazing. Make them all the tile ceiling.
Crazy person.
Yeah, no, it's so mad.
When do we see
it? The bar.
Did you see that the dome school burned down? The old dome school burned down.
That was weird. We just need to offset that with some.
So.
Is that in Alden?
I'll take January, which would be fine.
Right.
I'll tell you why.
Nice.
are beautiful. I mean, it's a little spooky, but it's beautiful.
Really?
It's a little spooky, yeah.
And they just won't get it back.
And did they have special in there?
Well, it's really not.
Yeah.
Well, I've
more than... The last name is Simon.
But, there's that.
Is it here?
I think last year, end of last year.
Well, hopefully they didn't mean to see that.
Well, that's kind of what I told them. I said, you know, I put it this way, I said...
A lot of those...
Make them see how about that.
Great Barrington schools seem to be going through a renaissance. Really, for 50 days. Sounds like a whole new slate, would it be?
New people?
New people, new, yeah, director of the school, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pardon me. No, there is no reading.
Excellent.
The school district doesn't spend money. Than an actual music community.
It is.
Yeah, what's the action position?
You guys were adopted at the very end.
Yeah, it's good then. And you're going off the board, pull it off. Where is that?
What do you mean, hopefully less? Oh, you mean the second.
Are you saying that people are from the school district?
I believe.
Oh, it has to be now.
For the teachers and for us.
I mean, the superintendents. I look forward to that.
Need to do photos, starting at quarter.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
Do you have a photographer?
I'm going for salad.
You going for salad? Phil's?
Right.
Just half out of the house. You're like, yeah, we're together.
I